Gemara Erubin has been sponsored by Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife Celia for their success, for their children's success, health, happiness, beracha, parnasa, v'hatzlacha, bechol ma'aseh yedehem, daftet. Today's daf has been dedicated by the Asa family in honor of their parents, Yosef and Norma Asa. Hashem aleihem yihyu. Today's daf is being studied the Alun Ishmael Hacham Baruch Rafael ben Miriam and Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanichem began Aiden. Amen. We are beginning on Daf Het. Actually, we're going to start two lines from the bottom from the words Rava Amar Ledevre Ha'oser Name Asur Ba'inan Kora Al Gabe Mabui Veleka. We left in yesterday's daf a case where a person had a mavui, but he placed the korah outside of the entrance. How did he do that? So if you see in picture number 57, he put two pegs coming out of the walls of the mavui by the entrance, and he placed the korah on those pegs. So the shita of Rava is that according to all opinions, whether you're allowed to carry under the mavu or under the korah or not, from yesterday's daf, everybody's going to hold over here that it is not considered a legitimate korah. Why? Because Rava says the korah must be over the walls. And the Gemara says, "Ba'inan korah al gabe mavui veleka." You need the korah on top of the mavui, and you don't have it. And that's the opinion of Rava. Could be he holds the reason of Hekir. That's the reason why you need a Korah. And it's not considered a legitimate Hekir until it's actually on the walls of the Mavui itself. So comes the Gemara and says, Etive Rav Adam Bar Matna Le Rava. So the Gemara now brings a question against Rava. You just told us, Rava, that if the Mavui is off the wall, it's not on the wall itself, it's in front of it, you tell me that it's not considered a good adjustment. We have a question. It says in the Braita, Haita korato meshucha o teluya pachot megimal en sarich lehavi korah acheret. You do not have to bring another korah. What is the case? Either your korah that's on your mavui is meshucha, which simply means it is drawn away from the walls. It's mashma that it's not on the wall itself. It's far away from the wall a little. Or teluya. Teluya means it's actually hanging. How do you have a beam that's hanging? So teluya we have a picture of. Teluya is picture number 58. They put a, we'll say a beam standing, a pole standing in the center of the mavui, standing upright, and they place a korah on top of that beam, and the korah does not reach the walls. The korah is shorter than the walls itself. So that's a case of teluya. Again, teluya is where the beam does not reach the sides of the wall. How come it doesn't fall then? Because it's being suspended and held up by a pole that's standing upright in the center of the mavui. So that's the case of teluya. Mishucha, we're understanding at this point, that means that it's away from the wall. And what does it say? So long as it's within three tefahim of the wall, so then already it says you do not have to bring another korah, meaning the mavui is adjusted accordingly. Gemara continues, however, Shilosha, if it is three tefahim away from the wall, Sarik Lavi Korah Acheret, then you're going to have to bring another Korah, because the rule is, if it's away from three tefahim, then you cannot say the law of Lavud. Lavud tells us that anything within three tefahim is considered attached, however, more than three tefahim, not. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, Pachot Mi Dalid, En Sarik Lavi Korah Acheret, Dalid Sarik Lavi Korah Acheret. Rashbag also agrees with the same principle of Lavud. He just holds that Lavud is not three tefahim. He holds Lavud is four tefahim. And therefore, he says, if it's within four tefachim of the wall, the pole, so then already it's kasher. Or if it's four tefachim or more, it's not kasher. He agrees with Lavud, he just holds Lavud is four tefachim. But what do you see from this case over here? My lav mishulcha mibachutz v'teluya mibifnim. We gave two cases in this beraita, mishulcha and teluya. So teluya we explained already. Teluya is inside, meaning in the airspace of the walls, it's just hanging on a pole. That's teluya. What does mishulcha mean? Must be, it's a different case. Mishulcha must mean it is outside of the walls. And what are we saying? That if it's outside of the walls, within three tefachim of the wall, it is kasher. That's a question on Nava. Because Nava just taught us that if the korah is outside of the walls and is being suspended, so then according to everybody, it's not considered a legitimate adjustment. For me, you see, it is, so long as with the three tefachim of the wall. The case of mishulcha is a question against Rava. So the Gemara says, "La, no, that's not the way you explain the case of mishulcha. Edi v'edi mibifnim. Both cases are talking where the beam is within the airspace of the walls. Mishulcha miruach achat v'teluya mishteruchot. The only difference between mishulcha and teluya is mishulcha, it's not touching the walls on both sides. Where teluya, it reaches the wall on one side, and it's off the other side of the wall, just on one side. Which means, mishulcha is miruach achat, mishulcha is not touching the wall on one side, and teluya, it's not touching the wall on both sides. But both are talking about where it's within the airspace. You have no question against Rava. Now why do you need two cases? Why do you need a case where, again, you have a beam that's standing straight in the middle in order for this shorter korah to rest on it. So mishulcha, it's touching one side of the wall, but doesn't reach the other side across. Whereas teluya, it doesn't reach both sides. So the Gemara says, Ma'u detema meruach achat amrinan navud mishteruchot lo amrinan navud kamash ma'lan. You might have thought that maybe you only say the principle of lavud, you know, once per adjustment. But to say lavud twice, meaning on both sides, you might think you don't. Kamash malan, you can say lavud even both times. But bottom line, the Korah is always within the lavud, if we have no question against lava. Gemara says, Rav Asher amar mishucha vehi teluya. He learns differently. He learns it's really one case. It's mishucha and it is teluya at the same time. How do you have that? How do you have a case where it's mishucha and teluya at the same time? Kegon shenaatz shtei yetedot akumot al shnei kotle mavui. Let's say you place on the two sides of the mavui, you thrust it, that's naatz, shtei yetedot, two pegs akumot that are bent. Now, in our picture books, it gives us the picture number 60. Where you see, we have like little pegs that are coming off the sides of the wall. And the beam is placed on top of them. Now, over here you have two things that are taking place here. Number one, it's within three tefachim of the wall, from the side, and it's also within three tefachim in the height. So therefore that's considered mishucha and teluya. Mishucha means it's drawn off the wall from the side of the wall. It's mashuch, it's drawn from the side of the wall. Teluya means it's suspending above the wall. So as long as you're within three tefachim to the side and three tefachim of the height of the wall, then it's going to be kashir. But again, it's mishucha shehi teluya. It's one case, not two separate cases. But bottom line, it's only talking about where the beam is within the airspace. It's not outside the airspace, and therefore it's not a question on Nava. And the Gemara says, "Ve'en be'akmumitan shlosha," and the akmimut meaning this bent peg, because it's not really lying flat. The peg is on an incline; it's not three high, and therefore the beam that's resting on it is within three tefachim of the wall on both sides, meaning on the side and on the height. Mao detema now. We would have thought the chiddush of the case is e lavud amrinan or habut amrinan. Now, there's two principles that are working over here. Number one, within three of the wall from the side is the principle of lavud. within three of the height, there's another halachic principle called havut. Havut says that when something is within three of a wall from, let's say, from the height, we consider as if it is lower. It's similar to the principle of gud achit, where we say a wall goes down. So there's a principle by a beam, they call it havut. So basically here we're using two halachic principles to kosher this up, using levut and havut. So you might have thought you could only use one halachic principle, or levut or havut. Kavzi Gemara says, Lavud amin, or chavut amin, lavud v'chavut, lo amin. I would have thought that you don't use two halachic principles at the same time. Kamash ma'lan, that you can. And therefore, you have no question on Rabba. Because again, we're talking about where it's mashuch shehi talui, meaning it's still in the airspace of the mavui, it is not outside. Comes the Gemara and continues. Tane Rav Zakkai kamed Rav Yohanan. Rav Zakkai learned in front of Rav Yohanan. Ben lehayim v'tachat hakora nidon kekarmelit. New point. We learned that if you have a lehi, okay, lehi is a side post that's on the side of the mavui. So now that area that is across from the lehi, let's say your lehi is a few tefachim wide, so that area across from your lehi, the question is, how do you consider that area? So this rabbi, Rav Zakkai, is telling you, in between the area of the lehi, and under the korah for that matter, meaning when you have your crossbeam on top, the area directly underneath or across has the status of a karmelit. Now a karmelit is a rabbinical domain. We would not be allowed to carry rabbinically in that spot. Which means, although you can, it's an adjustment for the mavui, and you can carry in the entire mavui, but under the korah, or across from the lehi, you would not be allowed to carry in that spot. He's treating it as if it is a karmelit. It is a rabbinical domain. And yesterday's daf, we learned, we had different opinions. Can you carry underneath the korah or not? So obviously this is going according to the opinion that says that you cannot carry underneath the korah. And now we're telling you, because that area has a status of a karmelit. Comes Gemara and says, V'tachat ha-korah nidon ke-karmelit. Amar leh. So when Rabbi Yohanan heard this statement, he said to him, "Puk tane lebara, go take this braita, take it outside." Which means we don't accept such a statement. Amar Abaye, because Abaye says, "Mistabra miltad Rabbi Yohanan." Now, what was Rabbi Yohanan saying? Which part did he argue on? Did he argue on both statements when he said "Puk tane lebara"? Or only on one part. So Abaye comes to define what the Yohanan must have held. So he says, "Mistabram miltad Yohanan tahat korah." He only was arguing with him regarding under the korah, meaning he was saying that under the korah, Rav Zakkai was saying it's a karmelit, and Yohanan was saying, "Nah, under the korah is mutar." Just like we learned yesterday, in the name of Rav Chizda, that he said you can carry underneath the korah. Aval ben lehayin asur. But he agrees with him that between the lehi, it's going to be asur. So Abaye is saying the Yohanan was not conclusively arguing on Zakkai in totality. He made a hiluk. He was like, "Go take this outside," which means you're wrong when it comes to under the korah. Under the korah, you can carry. It's not considered a karmelit. Under, but by the sides of the lehi, he would agree. The Rava Amar, Rava comes along and says, "Ben lehayim name mutar." And Rabbi comes along and says, no, Rabbi Yohanan actually says, not only under the korah you can carry, but on the sides of the lehi itself, you could also carry. I mean, he's arguing on Rav Zakkai in both cases. Amar Rabbi, so Rabbi says, mina aminala, how do I know what I'm saying is correct, that Rabbi Yohanan is arguing on both accounts? Dichiata Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came from Bavel, I'm sorry, when Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, he said the name of Rabbi Yohanan, that was from Eretz Yisrael, Makom She'en Bo Dalid Al Dalid. If let's say you have an area that is less than 4 by 4 tefachim, Mutar libnei reshut harabim v'libnei reshut harabim lekatef alav. Let's say you have a reshut harabim, and on the side of the Reshut HaRabim, you have a little protrusion that's coming out of the ground. It's less than 4x4 tefachim. It doesn't have the area of 4x4 tefachim. So the Hiddush of Rabbi Hanan was, that area, since it's less than 4x4 in its area, has a din of what's called a Mekom Petur. And a Mekom Petur, you're allowed to go from a Reshut Yahid to a Mekom Petur, or for that matter, a Reshut HaRabim to a Mekom Petur. So now if you look at your pictures, you'll see the exact case is number 61. You see, you have a Reshut HaRabim, it's right up against the Reshut Yahid, and you have these little protrusions that are coming out. So Rabbi Hanan said, since they are considered a Mekom Petur, the guys in the Reshut HaRabim could put their stuff, their bags, rested on the protrusion. And the guys in the Reshut HaYachid as well, if they have their bag, they can also rest it on these protrusions. Why? Because it's considered a Mekom Petur. Continue. Ubilbad shelo yahlifu. However, they don't let you go totally across, meaning you can't go from the Reshut HaYachid on the Mekom Petur, and then from the Mekom Petur into the Reshut HaRabim, even though it should be permissible, because you're going from a permissible domain, it's okay. But Gezerah, because we let you go from the Reshut HaYachid to the Mekom Petur, and then subsequently from the Mekom Petur to the Reshut HaRabim, you might go straight, and that's going to be Isur. So while he allows the guys in the Reshut HaYachid to put it on, the katif, you know, to put their load on it, and he lets the guys in the Reshut HaRabim do that, but you can't go straight. But what do you see over here? You see, according to Rabbi Hanan, that an area that is less than 4x4 tefachim is not considered a Karmelit. On the contrary, it's considered a Mekom Petur. And the assumption over here is that this Lehi that you have on the side, this Lehi is less than 4 tefachim. And therefore the area that is in front of it is considered a Mekom Petur. Because when you have your Lehi, it's the side post of the Mavui. So the area that's across from it is the width of the Lehi. The width of the Lehi, we're talking, is less than 4 tefachim. Therefore that space is, at worst, is a Mekom Petur. So just like Rabbi Yochanan says, less than 4 tefachim, you could carry on Shabbat and put on it. So therefore, why shouldn't you be allowed to carry as well in the airspace of the Lehi, which is also an area now of less than 4 tefachim? So therefore, Rabba proves his point from a statement of Rabbi Yochanan Legaber Shabbat. So Gemara says, V'abaye. Oh, so how does Abaye answer that? Because Abaye said that by the Lehi, it is asur to carry across. So Abaye, hatam begavo agimal. Yeah, over there, you know why Rabbi Yochanan was lenient? Because it's, yes, less than 4 tefachim, but it's gavo agimal. It is above 3 tefachim from the ground. So when it's above 3 tefachim from the ground, it's considered like a separate domain, a Mekom Petur. In our case of the Mavui, we're trying to matir the actual floor itself. There already could be, he's not going to say it has a din of Mekom Petur. When does it have a din of Mekom Petur? When it's above 3 from the ground, so if it's raised off the Reshut HaRabim, then we consider it a Mekom Petur. But here we're talking about the Mavui, it's the flat area itself. Maybe the flat area, even if it's less than 4 tefachim, Rabbi Yochanan will say, it is indeed, Asus Abaye has a Hiluk between the two cases. When it's above 3 from the ground, that's off the ground, it's a separate domain, it's a Mekom Petur. Now she'eged on the ground, straight, Mavui's area is level, and therefore could be, it's going to be Asur. Amar Abaye, now Abaye comes along and says, Mina Aminala, how do I know what I'm saying is right? Meaning, Abaye held that what? Both the area under the Korah, and both the area on the side of the Lehi is Asur, meaning it has a din of a Karmelit. The Amar of Hama Barguria. Amar Rav, because we have a statement, the name of Rav. Tocha petach sarich lehi acher lehatiro. Tocha petach, you need another lehi to matir it. Now what is that? That's actually picture number 62. We have a case over here where you have a regular mavui, right? And you have two side posts, as you see in this case over here, 62, two side posts that are, you know, jutting out on the sides. So now the and you have tocha petach. You see within the petach, right? You have the spot from the wall, from the outside of the wall to inside. Okay? Now, that area needs a lehi to adjust it. Because the mavui itself, you can rely on the end of that wall. You see, for the rest of the mavui, you see the end of the wall is coming out. So therefore, that can be considered the lehi itself. But for the area in front, you need a lehi there in order to adjust that little area, which is Tocha Petach. So the Gemara says, Tocha Petach Sarich Lehi Acher Le'atiro. Comes the Gemara and says, V'chit. Now, why would you need another lehi? Because we're talking about a case, even though it's less than 4 tefachim, this area right at the entrance, it's asur to carry in that area. Why? Because there's a din of a karmelit. Unless you put a lehi at the entrance, and now you're allowed to carry in the Tocha Petach area. Because if you didn't have that lehi there, it would be asur to carry in that spot. So Gemara says, v'chi tema di'it bed dalet al dalet. So maybe you'll tell me, hey, you know why you need a lehi over there? It's because it's talking about where it's 4x4. Which is, and everybody agrees if it's 4x4, then you need already a lehi. Which is we're discussing over here, according to Abaye, even less than 4x4, he's telling us the din of a karmelit, he wouldn't be able to carry in that area. Kamaz no kempi. Ba'amar Rav Chanin, Barav Amar Rav, Tocha Petach, Afalpi She'em Bo Dalet Al Dalet, Sarich Lech Yacher, Le'atiro. So therefore, even if it's less than Dalet Al Dalet, you still need another Lech in order to matir it. So therefore, you see what? Obviously, it's a suit to carry in that area. Comes the Gemara and says, now let's read Rashi, just to get the case. Rashi is second wide line, Tocha Petach. Kegon, Mavui Shiesh Petzimim. Petzimim is posts. Rehavim Lefetcho Mikan Umikan. Vehen Hen Lechaim Shelo. Which is in this case over here, the side posts that are jutting out, they are indeed the lehi. Which is when you have a case like this, you don't need lehis really, because bottom line, the walls are jutting out, that can be its side post. It is an automatic adjustment. Sarich lamid lehi acher mibachutz. You still need another lehi on the outside. Why? Because the jutting of the walls is only going to be matir the stuff behind it. However, that area right at the entrance, you need a foyer, exactly. When you walk in, you need another lehi there. Why? Because that area, it's asur to carry in. And therefore, you see what? Even if it's less than 4x4, it has a din of a karmelit, he's saying, and therefore, you can't carry there. So, v'rabba, how does Abba answer? Hatam de patuach le karmelit. So, Rabba comes and says, no. You know what the case over there is? The case over here is, you have your lehi, and so you have your mavui. It's got its pitsimim, we'll call them, the post coming out on the side. The area in front, we'll call that tocha petach. You know why it's asur? You're right, it's less than 4 tefachim. We don't argue. But still you're not going to be able to carry. Why? Because it's opened up, not to Rishut Rabim, it opens up into a karmelit, which is, let's say you have 2 tefachim or 3 tefachim or 4 tefachim of karmelit in front of it. So the 2 tefachim of tocha petach now is in front of a karmelit, so we're going to consider the whole area, even tocha petach, a karmelit. However, if it was opened up to a reshut harabim, it would be okay. And this is very strange, because it's the opposite sevara. Meaning, if it was opened up to the reshut harabim, you can carry in that area, according to Rava. But if it's opened up to a karmelit, it has the status of a karmelit. Meaning, we're being more lenient if it was opened up to a reshut harabim, then if it was opened up to a karmelit. So the Gemara says, Aval reshut harabim mai. But if it was opened up to a reshut harabim, what are you telling me? Shari? You tell me that it's permissible? Yatsiva be'ara v'giyura b'shmesh maya. You're putting the citizen, Yatsiva is the citizen, I mean the guy that lives in the place, Yatsiva, the guy who lives in the place, you put him in the ground, meaning you lower him. V'giyura, the stranger, b'shmesh maya, him you elevate to the highest level, meaning it's the opposite. The citizen you're supposed to lift, and the stranger you put down, meaning the reshut harabim. You're telling me what? Oh, if it's open to a reshut harabim, then that tocha petach is considered mutar. You can carry in that area. Oh, but if it's open to a karmelit, oh, then already you cannot carry in that area. What do you mean? You're making the reshut harabim more lenient than the, if it's open up to a karmelit, So the Gemara says, yes, we are. Matzah minit mino v'niod. Because we're using a principle of it. It finds its own species and it wakes up. Which means, when a Karmelit is in front of a Karmelit, they join. You have two tefahim of, let's say, Makoma Petah, right? So in front of a Karmelit, that's two Karmelites. They're two likes, they're two the same. And therefore, they attach to each other, now you have an area of a Karmelit of four tefahim, and therefore it's going to be Asur. Min et mino, a Karmelit finds its own species and wakes up. However, when it's in front of a Reshut HaRabim, separate area, and therefore doesn't have any connection to it. And therefore, you can get less than four, it's considered its own domain, the Mekom HaPetah. Less than four, according to the Yohanan, will consider it the Mekom HaPetah, and therefore you'll be allowed to carry. So the Gemara is coming out that it's worse if it's open in front of a Karmelit, you would not be allowed to carry in that area, whereas if it was opened up in front of a Karmelit, which, the Karmelits find each other, and it wakes it up. And that's the way that we'll explain the case according to Rabbi Yohanan, according to Rava. Amar de Rabbuna, de Rabbi Yoshua, de Rava. Ve'at lo tispera de ben lehayin asur? You don't hold, Rava, you don't hold that in between the lehi, it's asur to carry? Because Rava came along and said it's permissible to carry on both. Not only between the lehi, but it's also under the Qura itself. So they're giving us challenging that you don't hold that it's forbidden. Mavui shiratzpo belehayin. You have a mavui that you lined it with posts, with lehayin. Picture number 63. You see, you have a mavui. It's one of its walls going down the length of the mavui is lined with all lehis. You see, you have four lehis going down the side of the mavui. Okay, instead of having the brick wall, it's lined with lehis. So it says, mavui shenatzpo b'lehayin, pachot pachot midalid. And each lehi is less than four tefachim away from its neighbor. Banu lemachloket Rashbag v'Rabbanan. We come to the machloket between Rashbag and Rabbanan. What's the machloket? Le Rashbag de Amar Amrinan Lavud. According to Rashbag, he says even four tefachim, you could say the principle of Lavud. So this is all considered one long lehi. So then, what do you do then? So he says Mishtamesh ad chudo apinimi shel lehi apinimi, which is according to Rashbag, since it's all considered one long lehi, so the spot where you're able to carry is from the innermost lehi, which is we consider the lehi as if it's one long, starting from the outer wall all the way back, and he only allows you to carry from the point of the innermost part of that, the back, exactly.
The back of the mavui.
The back of the mavui, exactly. Only from, like you see in your picture number 63, the Rashbag, he points to that spot. Since your lehi is considered one lehi, he's only allowing to carry from the inside the mavud, from that point of the lehi. However, the Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, there's no lavud here. And therefore, your lehi actually is the outermost one. I mean, that's considered one long lehi.
Right.
These lehis are more than three to five away from each other. They're not related to each other. So therefore, your lehi is really where? Your one post on the outside. So what does he say? So therefore, he goes, you can start, you can carry from the inner part of the outer post. Exactly, you see in the picture. Okay, so the Gemara says, Aval ben lehayin dekule alma asur, which everybody's holding that you cannot carry in between the lehi itself. Which means you just say, where's your lehi? So when Ibn Ishaq says your lehi is the innermost one, right? At the end of the big lehi. And the Chachamim say, no, your lehi begins actually in the front. But nobody's allowing you to carry in the airspace of the lehi itself. So the Gemara says, how could Rava answer this? Rava, you told me what you can carry according to Rabbi Yochanan in between the airspace of the lehi. Whereas over here, we have a machloket, just where is your lehi? Is it the outermost one or is it the innermost one? But carrying in the airspace, nobody is allowing you. So comes the Gemara and says, Verava, hatamnamed patuach lekarmelit. Again, same answer. We're talking about where it's open to a Karmelit.
So the Gemara says, "Aval Rishut Rabim, Mai." But what do you want to tell me? If it's opened up to Rishut Rabim, what's going to be the din? Share it. Permissible? Yatsiva Baraha Bigiura Bishmaya? Well, again, you're putting the citizen on the ground and you're putting the stranger in the heavens, but you're treating the Rishut Rabim more lenient than the Karmelit. Again, the same concept. But it's in front of a Karmelit, so the Karmelit finds its own species what and attaches up to it, and therefore it's going to be Asur, as opposed to the Rishut Rabim. Let's read the bottom Nashi, please. Bottom Nashi, Banu Mahloket Rabban Shimon Virabbanan. Right, this is the case of the mavui shevitzpo ben hayin. You have the mavui that you walled it with the hayin on the side. Tashi. The iflegu le'el, we have a mahlok, we learned above. The mishlosha v'ad arba'ah. Right, between 3 and 4 tefachim, we have a mahloket. I amdin lavud olo. Right? We don't, according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rashbag, you do say lavud between 3 and 4. According to Hachamim, you only say lavud up to 3. That's the mahloket, right? מאותו מחלוקת אנו למדים, so based on that מחלוקת we can apply, שאף בהכשר מבוי זה יש מחלוקת ביניהם. So it's going to affect this case over here, how do you make the מבוי כשר or not? If you hold what, that you do say לבוד, so this is all considered one long לחי. If you don't hold לבוד, so these things are too far apart from each other, and therefore your only לחי is the outer one. The Gemara she says, "Rabbi Yochanan lo mefarish milte." Ve'ashta kam mefarish Rav Huna b'ed Rav Yoshua. Tal korchak Rav Yoshua. Rav Huna explained this machloket. Had the kamar Rav Yochanan. The shaykha plukad Rabban Shimon v'Rabbanan hacha, which means this machloket is related to what Rav Yochanan said. Rav Yochanan wanted to say, according to Rabban, that what both in between the lechi and underneath the korah you can carry. So he said, "Lo maskad ela b'tashmish shekeneged lechayim." The Rabban Shimon havi kulu kahad lechi. According to Rabban Shimon, this is all considered one long lechi. Ve'en mishtamish b'mavui ela adchudo ha'pinimi shel lechi ha'pinimi. Aval misham v'lachutz havi ben lechayim ha'asud, which means you can only carry from the inner point further in, but outside of that point, going the other way, no, it's been lechayim. For the banan, lo adi kehad lechi. According to the rabbis, it's not considered one lechi. Ubelechi yachayso mishterem avui umutalish tamesh bechol amabui ad chudo apinimi shel chayson. The keneged chayson nechodeh avi ben lechayim. Which means, you can carry, according to the rabbis, up until the last beam. But once you get to the inner point of the outer beam, you cannot carry in that spot. Why? Because that's been alechayim. You see? So according to the rabbis, go to the end of the mavui, walk all the way up. Where could you carry until the last beam? In the outer, or the inner, I should say, the inner point, which means he does not let you carry the rabbis in that airspace. Oh, so what do you see? You see, whether according to the banan, whether according to the shbag, you can't carry in the area of the beam itself. So that Rava will answer you, no. You know why? Because they were talking, that little airspace, let's say a two tefachim in between the beam, is opened up to a karmelit. Oh, hold on to karmelit, so as if it's all one long karmelit. So the Gemara says, well, but if it's opened up to the shoot of the beam, he'd be allowed to carry. He says, yeah. He says, what do you mean? It's the opposite. She says, no. Because when they have a karmelit, open up to a karmelit, it's two same things. What happens to two same things? They attract. They wake each other up. And therefore, the two tefachim in between the lechi, right? And you have the karmelit in front, it all joins as one. However, the shuta rabim, no. So therefore, Rava so far is understood. Comes the Gemara and the Amud Sheni, Rav Asher Amar. Rav Asher comes along and says, כגון שרצפו בלחיים פחות פחות מארבעה במשך ארבע אמות. רב אשה comes along like this. טאפ ראשי. רב אשה אמר. בעולם בין לחיים רבי יוחנן מותר. רב אשה comes along and says, according to רבי יוחנן, it's always permissible to carry בין לחיים. Like we said above, which means according to Rava, it's always permissible. You can carry in the airspace of the Chayim. והי דאמר רבי יוחנן דשייכה פלוגתא דרבי משולם רבי נהכה.
And this machloket really does not have anything to do with the subject of carrying between the lechayim, which means you're allowed to carry in between the lechayim. So what, what did you bring this machloket? It was said that this machloket of Rashbag and Abaran has something to do with what Rabbi Yohanan said. So what's the reason why you connected this machloket to something Rabbi Yohanan said? So the Rashi is going to say, Kegon, continue Rashi, Behava meshech ritzifa zu dalet amot be'orech emavui. The beams that were lined across the side wall, they went as far back as Tfu Amot. So now we're going to discuss how deep are these lehis going across the wall. So now we're telling you it was Tfu Amot, like, okay, we didn't see the picture, but we'll see now the issue. Now, the Rabban Shimon Gamliel, according to Rabban Shimon Gamliel, the Amrinan Lavud, that he says that you say Lavud within four tefachim, havale mavui, right? It's considered a mavui, this area, because we know, according to one opinion, the minimum shi'ur of a mavui is four amot. So now you have this area, it's walled with these lehis, in a four amot area. So that area, which is across from these lehis, the airspace in the middle, that's its own mavui. Because it's got the minimum shi'ur of a mavui. And therefore, v'tzarich lehi acher lehatiro. You're going to need another lehi to matir it. Which means, this over here is a wall now. Once already it's four amot, and it's all within four tefachim of each other, this is not considered a lehi anymore. Which means there comes a point where a long lehi becomes now a wall. So therefore, it's too long already. Which is, there's a limit. How long can you make a lehi? You can make a 2 miles long lehi? No. So therefore, this four amot now, you lost your status of lehi. Now it's considered a wall. Now to matir a wall, you need a lehi in the front. Now, but according to the rabbis, there's no lavud over here. Right? Because it's four tefachim away, each pole. And therefore your outer pole is considered a legitimate lehi. It stands on its own. It's not connected. Lo tzarich lehi acher le'atiro. So therefore, the issue is not over here where you could carry. You could carry in between the lehis, no problem. The issue over here was a separate item. It was for amot, meaning it had the shi'ur of its own mavui. So according to the Rashbag, that now long wall is no longer a lehi. Therefore, it needs another lehi in front of it to matir that space. Whereas according to Hakamim, no. These are all separate poles here, because there's no lavud. So therefore, you have your outer lehi that kosher it. So the Gemara says, "Rabban Shimon Gamliel, Levi kenir'eh mebachutz v'shaveh mebifnim." Oh, so the Gemara says, according to Rabban Shimon, still be Gamliel, it still should be okay. Meaning, because it has the status of nir'eh mebachutz, like we learned on yesterday's daf, we gave a klal that sometimes you could have an adjustment that from the outside it's nir'eh, you can see it, but from the inside you can't. Which means, for example, like we learned yesterday, the gabed mavui and the chatzer, right? Where it has, let's say, the side post going in, right? So I'll show you that picture just so you can see it, so you know what we're talking about, and then I'll show you how it relates to over here. If you go to, you can actually go to 41 or 42 in your picture books. You see, the chatzer in 42 has those side shoulders of the walls coming out, correct? But you can only see that when you're inside the chatzer, right? Mm-hmm. If you're looking from the chatzer, you can see those side posts. If you're standing in the mavui, you cannot see them, right? In the mavui, it's flush. Okay, so that's a case where it's called nir'im mebachutz, which is if you stand outside the mavui, you can see those adjustments, right? Those side the walls, those shoulders. But it's not nir'im mebifnim, meaning if you stand in the mavui itself, you don't see them. So therefore, we want to say the same thing in this scenario over here. How? Look at number 64. True, you want to tell me Rashbag. You want to tell me it's considered all one long post. And therefore, it's not considered a lehi. It's considered a wall. He said, you know what? Still it should be considered a good lehi. Why? Because the assumption is the lehi that's closest to the Reshut Rabim is not flush up against the wall. It's jutting out a little into the Reshut Rabim. Like you see, it's a little, coming a little off the wall there, right? So not a little out. Okay, Rashi says that. Rashi says, "Mistama ki ukne lehi kama." When you put the first lehi, mashko kimak lapechutz. You don't put it flush against the wall. You put it out a little. Now, this would be when you're walking from the outside. You see something noticeable. You see that little lehi coming out. However, you're bifneem, you don't see it. This little jutting out is only seen in bachutz, but it's not seen. The bifneem. But so what? According to the opinion that says, if the lehi is seen on one side and not on the other, it still should be kasher. I don't care if you want to consider this one long thing. Still, since there's a hekir for the people, at least in the Reshut Rabim side, where they can see the lehi that's coming out, it should be considered a proper adjustment, even according to Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel. The Gemara says, and I read inside, Gemara says, and we're going to read that inside. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Let it at least be a kasher from that halakha of nir'e mibachutz, even though it's not, even though it's shaveh mibifnim, even though on the inside it looks flush, Rashi, Rabban Shimon, Nehin HaMedichu Lechadu. I agree with you. It's all considered one long beam, because he holds on the principle of Lavud. V'nidon Mishum Mavui. I think what those four Amot are going to be considered its own Mavui. Afilu Achi, Hechi Shamar B'Yohanan Med Rabban Shimon. Where did you learn from the Bishimon? Deba'i Lechi Yachedat Yiro. Who told you that Rabban Shimon's Messiah need another Lechi? Lishtere, Hay Mavui B'Nir'e M'Ba'utz. Let that mabuy of four amot be kasher with the outer lechi that is jutted outside the Reshut Rabim v'shaveh mibifnim. De'am mistama ki ukmeh lelechi kama mashkokim hakel hapechutz, because mistama the outer lechi, you're going to put it off the wall a little. Shekin derech kol ma'amidin lachayim kedesh shir'eh kazeh. And he gives you the picture. Point is, why don't you say that it can still be kasher without adding an additional lehi? So the Gemara says, hold it. Which means, who made these statements over here? Rabbi Yohanan is explaining the machloket between Rabban Shimon, Begamiel, and the Hakamim. Now, if all this is being said in the opinion of Rabbi Yohanan, the Gemara says, this is saying according to Rabbi Yohanan's opinion. And what does Rabbi Yohanan hold? When Nabin came from Israel, Rabbi Yohanan doesn't agree with this principle. He says that the lehi has got to be visible for the people inside. It's not enough that from the outside you can see it. If the inside it's not visible, it's not going to be lehi. So therefore you're trying to answer a mahloket for Rabbi Yohanan, and using a principle that he himself doesn't hold up. So therefore you can't answer. I mean, according to Rashbag, I don't care if the outer lehi is a little jutting outside. You're right. Could the outside people of Israel see it? Yes. But Rabbi Yohanan doesn't subscribe to that. He holds it's got to be visible to the people inside the Mavui. And therefore you're trying to make a question to say that the Yohanan's interpretation of Rashbag is wrong, and using a principle that the Yohanan himself doesn't agree to. That's what the Yohanan was forced to say. The only way that Rabban Shimon is going to say this Mavui is kasher is how? Putting another Mavui on the outside, another Lehi, I'm sorry, on the outside. Why? Because it has to be clearly discernible. Itmar, now we're going to go discuss this principle. Itmar, we have a statement. Nir'eh mibifnim. V'shaveh mibachutz. First case, let's say you have a lehi, it can only be seen from the inside, v'shaveh mibachutz, but not from the outside. It's flush on the outside. That's actually case number 65. Let's see how it works here. Yeah, case number 65, it's only noticeable on the inside. When you're inside the mavui, you see this, well, yeah, you have a lehi that's actually flush against the
side of the wall, right? You're putting it like an extension to the wall. Okay, you're putting it like to the width, right? Now, if you're inside, you see that that pole jutting out. If you're on the outside, you don't see it. It just looks like it's just an extension to the wall. So the Gemara says, Itmar. If you have a lechi that can only be seen from the inside, but on the outside it looks flush, nidon mishum lechi. The Gemara says that has a din of a lechi, meaning it works. Next case, if it can only be seen from the outside, but on the inside it looks, you can't see it, meaning picture number 66. You have a lehi that's flush against the outer wall. Now, on the inside you can't see anything. But on the outside, you can see. On the outside, obviously, you see something against the wall. So that's a case of nid'eh mibachutz v'shaveh mibifnim. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Hayav, Rabbi Shimon, Bar Rav, Had Amar Nidon Mishum Lehi. One says that this case is considered a Lehi. Had Amar Eno Nidon Mishum Lehi. Okay, so we have actually two cases over here. The first case, everybody's agreeing, where it's nid'eh mibifnim. Everybody says a lechi. The question is if it's only nid'eh mibachutz. Nid'eh mibachutz, we have a machloket between, what are the rabbis' names? We have a machloket between Rav Chiya and Rabbi Shimon Bar Rav. One says it is a lechi, one says it's not. Who says what? So the Gemara says tistayim, we can conclude that Rabbi Chiya hu da'ama nidon mishum lechi. We could say it is indeed Rabbi Chiya that holds if it's only seen on the outside, it's considered a lechi. How do you know that? Detani Rabbi Chiya. Because we have a braita in the name of Rabbi Chiya. Kotel, you have a wall. Shitsido echad kanus mechadero. You have a wall that actually has another wall next to it, and that wall is shorter than the outer wall. That's picture numbered 67. So you have your mavui. You have your outer wall, which is long, and then behind it you have a shorter wall, right? That doesn't go all the way up, okay? Right, it's not as thick, right? Doesn't fill out. See, on so the outer part, it's thinner. Yeah, it doesn't go all the way to the end. So the way the Gemara calls that is kotel shitsido ehad, one side of the wall kanus mehavero. It is drawn in than its friend. Ben shenir'eh mibachutz v'shaveh mibifnim. Now this would be a case of nir'eh mibachutz. On the outside you see this indentation. On the inside you don't see anything. On the inside you see the long wall, the flush, exactly. That's that case. Or ben shenir'eh mibifnim v'shaveh mibachutz. On the opposite case, look at number 68, where the indentation is inside. So on the outside you don't see anything. You just see it on the inside. So no matter where it's noticeable, if it's noticeable from the outside to the inside, or the inside to not on the outside, what does the Hayah say? Nidon mishum lehi. It's considered as a, which this is considered the lehi. This is the lehi itself, the indentation, yeah. That part that juts out, the shorter wall, that's already an adjustment. What's the difference of putting a post against the wall or having a natural wall that is shorter, that serves as a hekir. So therefore, who made this statement? Rav Chiya. So the assumption could be that according to Rav Chiya is going to hold, it doesn't matter if it can only be seen on the inside or the outside. Since Rav Chiya was the author of this braita, the Gemara says, tistayim, and we can conclude it. So the Gemara says like this, V'Rabbi Yochanan, mi lo shami ale, which means, Rabbi Yochanan, you came along and said that only if it's visible on the inside. But if it's visible on the outside, it's not considered a lehi. Well, Rabbi Hanan, what do you do with this braita? Which means you have a clear braita now in the name of Rabbi Hiya that's clearly saying what? It doesn't matter. It's a lehi on both sides. So Rabbi Hanan, you didn't hear about this braita? So the Gemara says, Ela Shami'ale v'lo savarle.
He must be heard it. He doesn't know all of it. I mean, he's got a different braita somewhere.
So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Rabbi Chiya name lo savarla.
So who told you that Rabbi Chiya agrees with this braita as well? Which is just, and that's the answer, just like you're telling me, Rabbi Chiya must have known this braita, and doesn't care. He holds, even though the braita says whether it's seen on the inside or the outside, it's in the head. Rabbi Chiya says, no, it's got to be seen on the inside. So just like he doesn't hold the braita, maybe Rabbi Chiya doesn't hold the braita.
So God says, what are you talking about? Hi, my, what are you saying? Bishtama Rabbi Yohanan lo sabarla.
Rabbi Yohanan doesn't hold in his braita, Mishumahaki lo tani. That's why he never taught it.
However, El Rabbi Chiya, iita de lo sabarla.
If you held it, he doesn't hold of it. Lama lelimitiya. It says, tani Rabbi Chiya. What are you teaching if you don't hold like it? What kind of question? Therefore, for sure, Rabbi Chiya holds the braita. Rabbi Yohanan doesn't have to hold the braita.
Amar Rabba Baravuna. Nir'eh mibachutz.
Okay, we go back to that case. Rav Huna is talking now. Let's get our case. That would be number 66. Right, we could have also 67. Right, those cases where it's seen only on the outside, right? But it's not seen on the inside.
It's considered a lechi. Amar Rava. So Rava comes along and says, Umut binan ashmachtin.
Based on this, we're going to bring a question on a case that we had. What's the case?
Chatzer ketana shenifritza legedola.
Okay, picture number 69. You see over here, you have a chatzer gedola, a big chatzer, right? It's opened up in front of a small chatzer. Okay, the small chatzer is the one behind it. What makes a gedola ketana? The mere size. One is big, one is small. Now, let's look at it ourselves. Let's look at it ourselves, gentlemen. The Gemara is going to say you can carry in the Hatser Gedola, but you cannot carry in the Hatser Ketana. Why? Because if you're in the Hatser Gedola, you see the side posts of the walls, which means it's not considered totally open from the Hatser Gedola side, because you see the jutting out of the wall. However, from the Ketana's vantage, it's considered totally opened. And if you have a totally open side, it is assumed to carry in the Hatser Ketana itself. Now, let's analyze the mechanics, how this works. How it works. By standing in the Chatzer Gedola, they're considering it, it's nir'it mebachutz, meaning it's only seen outside of the Chatzer Ketana. Right? You have to stand outside of the Chatzer Ketana to see these shoulders of the walls. But you cannot see it inside the Chatzer Ketana. So you have a case of nir'it mebachutz, right? But it's not nir'it bifnim. And what are we saying? Asur. We're saying you can't carry in the chatzer ketana. What are you talking? You just told me if it's nir'it mibachutz, even though it's not nir'it bifnim, it is mutar. But from the fact that we say you can't carry in the chatzer ketana, why? Because these things are only nir'it mibachutz, but they're not nir'it. The mifnim. What do you mean? It should be kasher. So the Gemara says, "Umud bin al ashmartin." Let's read inside. I'll tell you again. Chatzer ketana. You have a small chatzer. Shenifritza legedola. Gedola muteret. The ketana asura. Mepene shehi kipetcha shel gedola. Because the gedola, this wall is, makes it like a petah. It's not considered a breach, and therefore you can carry. Now, the in itab. And if you're telling me that so long as it's nir'it mibachutz, even though it's not nir'it mibifnim, it's okay. Ketanana metishtere. It should be permissible. Because again, from the chatzir ketana itself, in the chatzir itself, could you see the side posts? No. It's not nir'it mibifnim. But where is it nir'it? Mibachutz. Right? Outside the chatzir, you can see it. And still you tell me you can't carry in the chatzir ketana. Why? Nir'it mibachutz ve lo nir'it mibifnim. You tell me before it is good.
So the Gemara says, "Nah, you know why? Benirit mebachutz v'shave mebifnim."
That's part of the question. Meaning, it should be kasher because of the rule of nirit mebachutz ve'enon mebifnim, which is good.
Gemara's answer: Amar bizera benichnasim kotle ketana legedola.
It's not a regular case. We turn to our picture books. Getting to the last pictures over here. 70. Okay, you have your chatzir gedola, ketana, it's the same point. However, the wall of the Gedola, well, actually he's telling you the wall of the Ketana, yes, I'm sorry, same figure. Ketana is the first one, and the one closer is the Gedola. Same setup, as you see the picture. The Ketana walls juts out into the Gedola. Mm-hmm. Right there. You see, this is the Ketana walls on both sides. Mm-hmm. Now, you do have, from the vantage of the Gedola, you do see those side walls jutting out. But they're blocked a little, because you have the Ketana walls going across them. Okay? So in such a case, it's not totally visible. Which means you're right. If these walls were not jutting out from the Ketana, no problem. It should be kasher, even though it's nid'it mibachutz and not nid'it mibiftin, you should be able to carry in the Ketana. However, here it's not a regular case. Again, if you didn't have these side walls coming out, so it's nid'it mibachutz, and not nid'it mibiftin, you should be allowed to carry even mibiftin in the Ketana. But it's not a regular case. You have these jutting out, meaning the Ketana's walls cover up. They continue and they cover up actually on the sides those shoulders, we'll call them. And in that case over there, that's not going to be considered a legitimate lehi for the Chatzer Ketana. For the Gedola, it still be good. Because by my from the Gedola, you can see the sides. But to come along and say that you want to make it for the Ketana, it should be okay also. Gemara says, no, these walls ruin it. So the Gemara says, Velema lavud v'tishtiri. Why don't you just use the principle of lavud, which means if these walls are, let's say, within three, okay, within three of the, so therefore, make it as if the whole wall is connected, and therefore, move it up. It's one big shoulder on both sides. Why do you consider it separate? Within three tefachim, it should be, move it up, move the shoulder up, and now it's jutting out on both sides, and you see it clearly. So the Gemara says, say lavud v'tishtini, v'chi tema demifalge tuba, and if you're going to tell me, it's talking about where it's far away, it's not within three, v'ha tani rab adab ar ami kamed rab hanina, kitana be'esir. The case is talking about where the Ketana, the small Hasir is Esir, which means, let's say, it is Esir Amot, long, wide. The Gedola Be'Hadasle, which means, what is the big one, is the small? The small one is 10 Amot wide. What's the big one? 11 Amot wide. Now, the difference between the width is what? One Amma. I mean, the big one is one Amma wider. How much is an Amma in Tefachim? Six tefachim. So therefore, if it's six tefachim, the chaude you have three on one side, three on the other side, which means that you have lavud. So the Gemara says, "Amar Avina b'muflagim mikotze b'shnayim u'mikotze b'arba." I can tell you, yeah, it's, you have six extra, but who told you it's three on this side and three on that side? Maybe it's two and four. I mean, look at the picture number 71. Yeah, over here it's two. So on the one side in the chenameh, you could adjust, it's adjustable. Because this wall is considered, it's all considered one. But on the other side, it is four away. So therefore, not adjustable. So therefore, the ma'aseh, you have an extra six. But the way it's configured, it's not perfectly centered, aligned. And therefore, the ma'aseh, the Gemara, let's just review this last point. The Gemara comes along, one lehi is good. And the Gemara is going to ask on that now. The Gemara says, okay, at least one lehi should be. Okay, it's Gemara's next question. That's tomorrow's that. But the point is, for this, for our point is, the Gemara said in the name of Rabbi Yohanan, if the lehi can only be seen from the outside, mm-hmm. right, and not on the inside, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's nid'it mibachutz and not nid'it mibifnim, so it's not considered a lehi. Okay? So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? We have the case of Chatzer Gedola and Chatzer Ketana. Okay? You told me I cannot carry in the Ketana, but I can carry in the Gedola. Now, from the Ketana, well, we understand why, because in the Gedola, when you're looking, you see the shoulders, right? In the Ketana itself, you do not see the shoulders. Now, from the Ketana's angle, it's Nir'it Mebahutz. Nir'it Mebahutz, but it's not Nir'it Mebifnim. I take it back what I said. Rabbi Yohanan says that should be Kasher.
Ne'it me b'chutz. The in and ne'it me b'fim. Rabbi Yochanan says it should be good.
Right.
Question. How come then you can't carry in the Hatzer Ketana? It is indeed ne'it me b'chutz, even though it's not ne'it me b'fim. So the Gemara comes along and says, you're right. It should work, but this is not the normal case. This is talking about where the walls of the Ketana extend over those shoulders. Right? And therefore, it's not a normal case of nir'it mebachutz ve'enon it mebifnim, because it's not shayak mebifnim. Because bifnim, it's the walls are actually covering them. In that case, even Rabbi Yochanan will agree, exactly. So the Gemara will say, fine, but maybe work with lavud. If you work with lavud, maybe you can consider that it's all considered one, and therefore it's not considered covering, it's all considered part of the same shoulder. So the Gemara says, no, you can't say that in this case. Why? Because we're talking about a scenario where all you have is six tefachim extra, because the small one is 10 amot and the big one is 11 amot. So you got a six difference. Now if you split it 3 and 3, then you can work with lavui. But we're talking about a case where you're not splitting it 3 and 3. It's 4 on one side, right, then you can't say lavud. And you have 2 on the other side. So therefore, on the side of 4, since you cannot say lavud, the wall is covering the shoulder, and therefore it's not considered nid'it mebachutz ve'enu nid'it mebifnim.